Arizona has the highest percentage of cigarettes smuggled in than any state other than New York, even when accounting for those bought on Indian reservations. We're not necessarily talking about a dude in a trench coat saying, "Psst, want to buy some smokes?" But Todd Nesbitt, a senior lecturer at Ohio State University who helped work on a study about this for the Tax Foundation, says between 2006 and 2012, Arizona's cigarette tax rate increased 69% and its smuggling rate went up almost 20% to 51.5%.
Generally speaking, the higher tax states, and particularly if you see a state increasing its tax rate on cigarettes, we tend to see that overall smuggling into that state is going to rise.
Now, when you talk about smuggling, are you talking about people driving across the state border to buy cigarettes for themselves and maybe their friends, or are you talking about people buying cigarettes in one state, bringing them to another, then reselling them?
Yes, it's actually both. And so when you cross into another border and buy for your personal consumption, some of that actually is legal. And so, but notice that in terms of its impact on, like when we increase the tax rate in a particular state, its impact on tax revenue that states should anticipate, certainly they need to take into account some of those sales. But also notice that just because sales within the home state may have actually fallen, that doesn't really necessarily mean that health is necessarily improved by that degree if those same shoppers are instead going to buy their cigarettes across the state line.
So Arizona was the second highest smuggling rate in the country, 51.5% behind only New York. What factors do you attribute to Arizona's ranking?
Every single state that borders Arizona has a lower excise tax on cigarettes.
With smoking rates down across the country and in many individual states as well, when you look at a study like this, is it most important to look at the actual rates of cigarette smuggling? Is there maybe a sort of a larger takeaway message from this study?
Yeah, I mean, we do have, within the model, we are picking up the downward trend in overall smoking. And so we are seeing that in there. And certainly the total quantity, I would say, of smuggling, total number of packs, could very well, I don't think there's much of a decline there, but it could very well be on a decline along with what we see with general smoking patterns. This still is quite concerning, not only just from an enforcement perspective and revenue perspective, but also if the intent is to help nudge individuals into making better, healthier decisions for their lives, it doesn't necessarily seem that the excise tax is actually performing that role quite as well as I would say that most people would actually want it to.
Todd Nesbitt is a senior lecturer at Ohio State University and worked on the study on cigarette taxes and smuggling by state for the Tax Foundation. You can take a look at the report for yourself at kjzz.org.